This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz, and today is 5/19/21, and this is show number 270. Well, Nick, markets are down today, but all anybody can talk about is Bitcoin. Who would have thunk?
Well, you know, when you wake up to another 20% decline, I guess that does take the story front and center. What can you say? Bitcoin trading down to almost 30,000 today. I believe it got to 30,205 on the futures. This level on Bitcoin is a 200-day moving average, so everybody should watch that. We would hit to that level perfectly, and then Bitcoin's gotten a little bit of a bounce. But just a fair warning out there, Kerry, while this story is big, that level fails to hold. This is going down to the low 20,000 area, maybe 21.
Well, we had a headline a couple of weeks ago that we got a lot of flack from. Somebody told me, oh, you're going to embarrass yourself with headlines like that. And I said, well, let's let time be the judge. I mean, it could go down to 17. I mean, it's conceivable it could do a 90% retracement, right? From 65,000. Yeah. Where would that bring it down to? Like 13,000 or so. That's probably on the low side, but could be.
I've done the math. And if you fail to hold 30, you go test 21. You fail to hold 21, you go down to 5. It's just that simple.
Yeah. Well, you know, the good thing is like a lot of people are invested a lot of money, but because the cost of a Bitcoin was so high, they don't hold like multiple Bitcoins. There are these Bitcoin millionaires and billionaires around, but like last time they saw dramatic declines where guys who were worth a couple billion in Bitcoin were like worth like 100 million or 10 million. I mean, they got slammed big time, and to think that it can't happen again is pretty naive.
Yeah. And you know, just so to show you that anything that has happened before will happen again. You know, there's nothing new under the sun, as it's stated in the book of Ecclesiastes. So, you know, again, these patterns seem to play out over and over. And I mean, I don't know if you could have done any more than you did, Kerry. You posted up the charts that I gave you, and, you know, we showed replicas of the past. I mean, and that just goes to, you know, more evidence to what has happened here. I have no skin in the game. I don't own any Bitcoin because I just don't believe in it. I just think that it's a Ponzi scheme, a glorified one at that. So I don't even have any skin in the game. I'm just charting it for people, trying to help people out. And, you know, again, you know, if you tell them something that actually is going to happen, you know, until it happens, you know, you do receive a lot of hate mail, or, you know, a lot of negative comments. I guess that's just part of the business.
Yeah. Well, and in other news, Dogecoin is down 30%. You know, it's at 36 cents. At one point, it had $100 billion market cap. It was the fourth most, in quotes, valuable crypto. And now it's down to $46.5 billion. You know, well, crypto is like easy come, easy go. You got to get out when the going's good and get in when everyone else is fleeing it, and then just wait.
Well, remember I was showing you that these athletes were coming on social media, and they were also on TV saying that they want to get paid in Bitcoin. They no longer want to receive their money in dollars. They'd rather get paid. You know, when you see stuff like that, that's kind of the writing on the wall. It reminds me of 2007, 2008. I remember Gisele Bündchen wanted to get paid in euro, and I remember a lot of other celebrities and movie stars were now saying, I don't want to receive money any dollars anymore. I want to get paid in euro. And that was the top for the euro. It just seems to repeat itself all the time. And, you know, you could tell people like, hey, this is going to happen. This is a real bad sign when this takes place. But, you know, human nature just seems to repeat itself. It just never changes, like legendary Jesse Livermore used to say.
Hey, so look at Ethereum. You know, it's at 2492 right now. It hit 1860 today. And I don't know what the moving 200-day moving average is, but it actually went below its month when it started in the month. It actually hit below its month. So it's well below its 10-day moving average, 30, 50. I don't know. It's probably getting up to 100 now also.
Yeah. When things fall, when equities, I don't know what we call it, an equity, when an asset class falls 25% or 30%, 30% in a day. That's not really a tradable asset class. It's not viable. It shouldn't. It's something that just doesn't have a lot of substance to it. And Ethereum today, I believe right now as we speak, is down 27%, 921 point decline to around 2458, I believe it is. You know, these are not asset classes for the public. This is just not a healthy thing. I don't tell anybody what to do with their money. You could throw it down the sewer. You could put it all on the casino and go to the casino and put it all on red on the roulette wheel. You could do whatever you want. But, you know, when you look at these charts, you can just see the charts. And when you learn what you're doing, that these are not strong holders. And I hate to say that to people because sometimes it offends people. But I have been saying, you know, when this thing falls, it's going to fall sharply because you don't have strength underneath it. Meaning the people that own it are not really people that can, you know, they're looking for that quick hit, that quick buck. They're not looking at something that is really going to be profitable and sustainable.
Yeah, well, one day maybe they'll learn, but I don't know when that's going to be. In the meantime, so what of the market? What of the real market here where the real gamblers get to put on a air of respectability, Nick?
Well, we got a market that's down across the board. We had a big gap lower open this morning, and I have to say, they haven't done a whole lot today. So when you look at the S&P spiders, they're just chopping around at the lows of the day, basically from where they opened. But the spiders are down, you know, 1.3%. The NASDAQ composite's down about 1%. The Dow is down 1.5%, and the Russell's down over 2% today. So it's a pretty good spanking across the board. It's a pretty broad-based decline. You do have some areas and pockets of strength today, but again, it's mostly lower.
And so is this the dreaded pullback now in the market, the bear market starting?
Well, I don't think it's the bear just yet. It's options X. So we really need to see where we finish this week. Rarely ever do we get a crash of some sort or major decline during options expiration. But I do think, as I've said before, just as you had parabolic charts in Bitcoin, you got parabolic charts in the marketplace as well. And, you know, that is so, this is a sign of rolling over.
So a sign of things to come, huh? A portent.
Yes, that's right.
Well, that's interesting. And you've kind of been warning us of the impending bear market for quite a while now. Looks like it's finally coming to pass. At the same time, I don't know if you were watching the after hours trading in gold last night, but gold was down $13, $15 an ounce. And then this morning at 8 o'clock, like a really strange thing happened. It went up, right?
That's right. In fact, gold futures today around 7:40 a.m. traded as low as 1854. And now here we are, you know, back to around 1884 as we speak. So, you know, gold has had just a tremendous, tremendous rally back. And this comes on the decline in cryptocurrencies. And people are now thinking to themselves, wait a minute, maybe I'd rather be in gold as an inflationary play than actually owning this called cryptocurrencies. So, you know, maybe we are starting to see that psychological shift there. Again, go out and buy yourself a silver coin. I mean, it's something that you could keep in your home. You don't have to be tied to the internet or anything like that, or carry around a hard drive in your pocket. I mean, I have not really understood why people have really flooded towards this crypto world.
Yeah, well, you know, Nick, everybody wants something for nothing. Everyone wants to make money while they sleep. I mean, that is like the best way to make money, right? When you're sleeping, then you don't have to do any work. But you know, like generally, there's an immutable law of value. And value, I think, in every market eventually asserts itself. And I think it's happening now in gold. And who knows, maybe these crypto people are dumping the cryptos and going into gold. But I have to remind you, Nick, we've been told numerous times before that we just don't understand crypto. So maybe we're totally wrong about it.
Maybe I don't understand cryptos. They might be right, but I do understand charts, and the charts rarely let me down.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You know, this is like the biggest one-day loss for cryptos since March of last year. You know, that's like a huge decline for both Bitcoin and Ethereum. And
yeah, this is a big day. I mean, and these other cryptos too that are out here, Coin Cash or Litecoin or Ripple. I mean, these things are getting hammered as well. So, you know, it's not just a one-trick pony here. All of these things are selling off. You know, it's not like there's one that's better than the other. there. I mean, they're all basically the same thing or the same idea, because I don't think they even are a thing.
Well, they certainly don't have a physical corporal existence. That's for sure. And hey, but maybe now's a good time to buy more Dogecoin. I mean, you know, on my $1.16 refund, you know, yesterday I could have only bought 2 Dogecoins. Today, I can buy 3 of them, Nick.
I think what I'm going to do now is just wait to hear what Elon thinks, and I'll just do what he says.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. You know, that's a sure way to make money in this world, right? Just do what Elon says. I mean, the Pied Piper here. I mean, I hate to gloat over this, Nick, because I know a lot of you out there have lost, like, serious money at this. But look, you know, anyone who could read a chart, and Nick, I don't even get close to your chart reading skills. I don't even pretend. But when I see a parabolic chart, and I've studied bubbles for 20 or 30 years, I've written papers on them, I can see a bubble now. You know, sometimes they're a little hard, like housing. Housing doesn't really go parabolic, say, like securities. But hey, when you get to the 08, 07, even then, you could see it was a bubble. And problem is that the participants in the bubble never know they're in it until the bubble pops. And then it was like so obvious, how could I not know? And nobody told me. Well, we told you. And that's why you need to go to inthemoneystocks.com. This wasn't just an accident here. This wasn't a quirk of fate. And you'll watch, Bitcoin will probably continue to go lower. 5,000, I'm not convinced, Nick, but I think it's going under 20 for sure. And who knows? Could be totally wrong about it. Let the markets decide. But go to inthemoneystocks.com. Learn how to do this stuff for yourself so you're thinking and you're not just hodling and becoming a mind-numbed trading robot. You know, you're no better than a bot, except the algorithms are a lot faster and more efficient than you are. So also, the Twitter feeds at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, at Kerry Lutz. Send your emails to kl@kerrylutz.com. Nick, that's it for today. We will see what tomorrow will bring.
Sounds good, Kerry.
And so concludes another episode of Daily Market Wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Be sure to go to his website, inthemoneystocks.com. Don't forget the Twitter feeds, at ITMS and at NickSantiago01.